Saudi people have once again taken to the streets in support of the popular uprising in Bahrain. The protest was held in Qatif in Eastern Province. Demonstrators denounced the Saudi-led crackdown on anti-government protesters in Bahrain. They also called for the immediate withdrawal of Saudi troops from the country. Saudi cities have been the scene of similar rallies in the past weeks. Following weeks of anti-regime protests in Manama, Saudi Arabia dispatched troops to Bahrain to assist the government in its crackdown on popular protests there.
The world's top crude exporter, Saudi Arabia, is struggling to contain anti-regime protests in its oil-rich eastern province. Protesters have been demanding respect for human rights, freedom of expression and constitutional reforms. Anti-regime protests have recently flared up, despite a ban on demonstrations in the kingdom. Dozens of people have been injured in the government's brutal crackdown since last month. The Saudi regime has so far failed to put an end to the growing dissent, and people have been taken to the streets despite a heavy deployment of regime forces in many cities.
How come we don't see any coverage? How come Anderson Cooper doesn't get on CNN and cry about those people in Saudi Arabia and in Bahrain? Because it does not fit into their agenda. Most news organizations in the Middle East are either party-driven or they are controlled by the government.
A Saudi-based human rights group has accused authorities of arresting people for taking part in or organizing demonstrations. Human Rights First Society has also revealed that the detainees are subjected to both physical and mental torture.
In the political imprisonment or terrorism and so on, there is an extreme form of punishment and torture, etc. But it is also graded on a racist and sectarian levels.
A documentary released by an opposition group has further exposed the Saudi regime's detention of pro-reform intellectuals. The film Saudis Missing says thousands of people have been in jail for years. The documentary says that people are afraid of voicing their demands over fears of being arrested. The US and its allies have kept quiet about the rights abuses in Saudi Arabia. In the last few days, two top US officials have even visited Saudi Arabia to reaffirm Washington's support for the kingdom, which has come under fire over its invasion of Bahrain to quell the protests there.
The United States and the powers that are creating this whole thing and then will end up harvesting the fruits of, they're going to do everything possible to keep these regimes in power.